In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant to us the grace to truly understand our responsibility as citizens and as a redeemed people. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. Today I would like to talk to you about the church and the state. Now, this is an extraordinarily important topic simply because there is a confusion between the two in our present day and age. More and more, the state is usurping or pulling away from we who believe, we who are called Christians, those rights and privileges that God gives to us. The church is taking them over and stating that they are not rights and privileges given by God, but rather by the state. I've been traveling around the world, and I was in the Philippines. And in the Philippines, there are found in every single school, in every single public building, in every university, be it secular or religious, there are found 15-foot-high cement statues of the Ten Commandments. Why? Because the people know that without faith, without a morality as a basis, the government will become corrupt. Now, here we live in a supposed Christian society, and here, when we watch, when we look at the news and they see things on television, we find that individuals are being sued and forced to take small images of the Ten Commandments they have in their backyard or in their front yard. This is an infringement upon the rights of those who are believers in Christ Jesus. We are a Christian country. Regardless of what any president might say, we are a Christian country. We are a Christian peoples. In fact, in order to truly understand the very documents of our founding fathers, we must recognize that the foundation is the foundation with Christian principles. In other words, we need a Christian society in order for our government to run properly. As a Christian people in a society, we are responsible for what our government does. Our government has been instituted by the people, for the people, to serve the people, which means also to serve the faith of the people. Not to regulate or govern the faith, not to stifle the faith, not to squelch the faith, not to inhibit the church or the faith or its growth, but to assist in the progression of a moral society. Now, we are finding ourselves in the exact opposite situation. We are finding ourselves in a society that has been attacked by its own government, a government that is supposed to be of the people and for the people and by the people, into a government that thinks or has established in itself, by itself, an authority that is insisting that it can regulate faith, that it can stipulate what signs or external elements of faith can be manifested. This is contrary to every single thing that this country was founded upon. Our apathy is what is going to destroy our country. It's not going to be a political party. It's not going to be laws that are passed. It's not going to be health care. It's going to be the apathy of the American people with regard to their faith and their rights as Christian people. It is going to be an apathy to all the things that are happening around them. It's going to be the do-nothing mentality and, well, everything will take care of itself. We as a Christian people must stand up for what we know to be true, what we know to be right. We have to stand up for the rights of those who want to witness their faith and practice their Christian faith in the eyes of the world. As a Christian foundation, as a foundation that is based on Christian principles, we have an obligation as a society to reverence those principles, those moral principles that were the foundation stones of our very democracy. In our faith, we respect all those around us who of other faiths or those who do not have any faith. We respect them, and our Constitution gives them the right not to believe. But the Constitution of our country And the founding fathers based everything that we hold true and sacred on our very fundamental Christian principles. And so therefore, we have an obligation to protect them, to defend them. And any elected official who does not defend and protect the rights of the American people to witness and practice their Christian faith publicly, in a public forum, goes against the very laws that were established that govern them. And so we as a people must look at our faith and realize that we must stand up and defend it. Years ago, that wasn't the case. We didn't really have to defend our faith because faith was accepted. It was a common acceptance. People looked at our country. They knew that we were a country founded on good Christian moral principle. But we have become a country that is in flux right now. We have abandoned our moral principles for a whatever you want to do kind of mentality. What if feels good freely, I can do whatever I want as long as it doesn't hurt anyone. Well, that's a misnomer because everything we do that goes against any moral basis hurts every one of us. And even though one may think that a sin is personal and private and it doesn't affect anybody else, they're deceiving themselves and the people that they are hurting, that they are destroying, because every movement toward an immoral society or a society that isn't based upon Christian principles is a society that moves away from peace. It is a society that moves away from order. It is a society that moves away from the just governing of its people. We will have one unjust law passed after another the farther we get away from those fundamentals upon which our country was founded. And that is the foundation of Christ and His teachings, His principles. We must, as a people, recognize God as our loving and affectionate Father, not the government. We must see God as the beginning and the end of all things, as our hope. We must be men and women of faith, hope, and charity, love. But love cannot be forced upon us by any government, by any law. It must come from the heart of mankind. It must become something that springs forth from the inside of man rather than something that is forced upon him from somewhere else. The law of God must be written in the heart of every man, woman, and child. It is not something that can be forced upon anyone. And it is that heart, that love, that movement toward God, our most loving and affectionate Father, that acceptance of the fact that we are a redeemed people, that we are a Christian nation, that will save our country and save our children and will truly be a catalyst for peace in the world.